Corf, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Guitar Center. Take care, Janine. 10:24 in the morning. Yep, move from clarinet to, what did I pick up next? Bassoon and trumpets. There you go. Yep, important part of that early developmental life. So obviously we'll talk about it. Here's a phone number for you to memorize and make happen. 866-677-9488. Happy to, bring in, I have a feeling, maybe fellow musicians in studio. Brooke Hodgkiss, did you play an instrument when you were little?
Ooh, I tried a few and failed at all of them. It wasn't my area.
Well, failing is good, and then here you are.
You learned something from it.
Using your talents in other ways, such as inviting others into our family.
Absolutely. Yes, during our fall membership drive, we are inviting you to join WGVU by becoming a member, and that means making a donation to help support this nonprofit, non-commercial radio that you value here on WGVU. We're your local NPR station, and this programming is brought to you by you. When you make a donation today, you are helping to support both our local programs as well as our NPR programs that you rely on to keep you informed with the news going on around the globe. So please make a gift today. And today, you know, we're just asking you to make a meaningful gift to you. And that can be any dollar amount. When we all give together, that's what makes this possible. So there's no gift too small. There's no gift too large. We're just asking for your participation today in our fall membership drive. So we're looking for 20 individuals to be making a gift, showing their support still today for public radio. So please do give a call now at 866-NPR-WGVU. You can also give online, and it only takes about 2 minutes, wgvunews.org, to make that gift. And joining us in studio this morning is Aaron Turner, Development Manager with WGVU.
Thank you, Brooke. I played saxophone growing up. So, I've always loved jazz music, so that was just kind of an easy thing for me. And I keep trying to get into playing guitar.
Okay.
We'll see if I ever stay consistent with
play it. Guitar, cut a CD, and come join me on the morning show. That's what we do. Hey, what happens if I'm driving to work and I'm a travel agent? What's my special opportunity here?
If you are a travel agent and you are within the sound of my voice, Travel by Gagnon is throwing out the challenge to you, laying down the gauntlet. They will match up to a $500 gift from another travel agent or travel agents in the area. Once again, just trying to be a part of this community. We appreciate all the guests that come here on the morning show with Shelley Irwin. And those guests are informing and educating and entertaining our community. And we're glad that they are here and that they make the time every day to make the trek down here to the Meyer Public Broadcasting Building here on the campus of Grand Valley State University downtown. And they have their segments. They're telling you what's happening in the community and how you can be involved in the community. And that's what WGVU is. We are community. We're part of your local community. From the Lakeshore to right here in Metro Grand Rapids, we are here to try to make sure that everyone here is informed, educated, and entertained. We'd love for you to be a part of this WGVU family. Give us a call at 1-866-NPR-WGVU. Once again, that's 1-866-NPR-WGVU, or go online to wgvunews.org.
Yes, that really is what makes it so special. Public radio is because we are able to be a platform for community. We're able to have those longer form conversations. We've got a little bit more time to really dig into what's going on here in our local community, as well as making sure that we're providing you with that great independent news coverage that you can rely on, fueled by NPR's reporters stationed around the globe. So again, your gift makes that all happen here on WGVU. So please become a member. Give now at WGVUnews.org and click donate, or give us a call, 866-NPR-WGVU. That's 866-677-9488. And when you do make that gift today, we've got a couple of fun little thank you gifts, including one of my favorites, and it's very seasonally appropriate, the WGVU and NPR socks.
Oh.
Yes.
Actually,
you have two pairs?
I do.
Two pairs?
I love
yeah.
socks. I don't know.
So keep an eye out for those. Again, become a sustaining member today. And if you make that monthly donation of $10 or more per month, you can add on those little socks as our way of saying thank you to help you sport your love for WGVU and NPR when you're out and about in the community.
Oh, no. Socks may trump my pint glass here.
Well, you can have both.
Probably should have both.
There
right?
you go.
You know, drink my drink in my pint glass in my socks. There's a visual. I'll take a picture and post it. How's that? A couple more minutes. What do you have for us, Brooke?
Well, yeah. Oh. Well, you know, and the other thing is I know that, you know, it's probably sounded like a broken record before, but most of our operating budget does come from local listeners. And that is why it is so important and so imperative to have the community support this mission and to support this effort, because it is not the federal government that is just handing out checks to us. We really have to do local fundraising to make this happen. And so we really, really, really love your support. We thank you for your support, but give us a call at 1-866-NPR-WGVU.
Absolutely. It's a community effort. We have members all over the greater West Michigan and Lakeshore area from Muskegon to Grand Haven into the Grand Rapids area, Ada, all over the West Michigan area. We've got supporters, and we want you to join that WGVU family and make a gift today. Again, whether you're making a one-time gift or becoming that sustaining monthly donor, your gift is going to help bring great programs, again, like the morning show with Shelley Irwin, onto the airwaves tomorrow and every day into the future. So please show that support now. Again, you can give online at WGVUnews.org or give us a call at 866-NPR-WGVU. But don't wait. Make your gift today.
Great. Throwing it to news, Jennifer's standing by, and then you stay right here. Thanks.
I'm Jennifer Moss in the WGVU Newsroom. We'll have your Monday forecast in just a moment. First, today's news. Michigan is one of more than a dozen states with some type of criminal exemption for spouses who rape their partners. But as WGVU Shana Roth reports, a bill introduced in the state house would change that.
In Michigan, a person cannot be charged with rape solely because their spouse was mentally incapacitated during the assault. Mentally incapacitated includes instances when a spouse has been drugged and is otherwise unable to give consent. Democratic Representative Lori Pohutsky is a bill sponsor. She says the exception allows people to view their spouses as property.
It's unacceptable that this is still allowable here in Michigan.
The incoming president of the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan, Matt Wiese, says prosecutors likely see and have to deny cases like this every year. I'm Shana Roth in Lansing.
Godwin Heights elementary students are cultivating fruits, herbs, and veggies for their families in a new school garden, and that's thanks to a partnership with local nonprofit Hope Gardens. School News Network's Bridie Bereza has the story.
Between the corridors of West Godwin Elementary is a courtyard. Last spring, it was all pavement and grass. Now it's brimming with sunflowers, zucchini, watermelons, and cucumbers. The garden is a collaboration between West Godwin's Team 21 After School Program and Hope Gardens, a Wyoming-based nonprofit that teaches students in grades K through 12 sustainable ways to grow food. Hope Gardens founders Rich and Julie Brunson visit the school every other week and work with students there to maintain the garden and harvest food that they can then take home to share with their families. On their first day in the garden, students hunted enthusiastically for that perfect piece to take home, sampled watermelon and cucumbers, chewed on mint leaves, and learned about sunflowers from Julie, who directs operations for Hope Gardens. While Hope Gardens is doing similar work in other school districts, this garden is the first of its kind in Godwin Heights Public Schools. Julie said that besides the obvious benefits of teaching students to garden and providing fresh produce, there's another benefit to having a garden at school. The dirt contains microorganisms that can mimic the antidepressant effects of certain pharmaceuticals. Students don't always realize it, said Julie, but this is their happy place. For School News Network, I'm Bridie Bereza.
Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers were set to resume at 10 a.m. today. More than 49,000 UAW members walked off the job early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues had not budged much. Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants in 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It is the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout in 2007. AAA Michigan says average gas prices statewide have fallen 9 cents from a week ago to about $2.57 per gallon. The Dearborn-based Auto Club said today that the average price for self-serve, regular and leaded is about 37 cents less than a year ago. The state's highest averages were in the Ann Arbor and Detroit areas at around $2.68. The lowest prices were in the Traverse City area at $2.35 per gallon. The state auditor general has found problems with the program that matches volunteer IT experts with small local governments trying to fend off cyber attacks. WGVU's Rick Pluta says the state still considers the program a success.
The state auditor general says the Michigan Cyber Civilian Corps has issues with training its volunteers and making sure they file timely reports on their work. Krista Rusha is with the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget, which runs the program. He says the department is already working to fix the problems, which he describes as growing pains. But DeRusha says the work is critical.
Look, I think that this plays into the American spirit of public service, and I think it's a fantastic model.
DeRusha says most of the requests for help come from small local governments that can't afford big IT support teams. He says the most common problem is systems that become infected with ransomware. I'm Rick Pluta.
Looking at your forecast for today, cloudy skies gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. We'll see a low around 59, then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. I'm Jennifer Moss in the WGVU Newsroom.
Ring of Fire will be performed at Grand Rapids Civic Theater September 13 through 29. An ensemble of eight musicians will tell the story of Johnny Cash's life through his legendary music. Hear well-known classics like I Walk the Line, A Boy Named Sue, and Folsom Prison Blues. For more, grct.org.
10:35 in the morning. Yep, had Bruce Tinker on to talk about Ring of Fire that has opened. Yes, get out and support your community, but selfishly support WGVU. We are obviously a nonprofit, and the dollars coming in, are spent going out for shows such as this show right here. 866-677-9488. Aaron, let's start with you.
I'm pleased to go first.
I'm very competitive, but that was just kind of a, shake it up a little bit.
I appreciate it, Shelley. I also appreciate being on the show this morning.
Your picture taken. Every guest will.
I know. It's been a beautiful morning. Got up this morning into a lot of humidity. So I got my day off started
hair
right.
It looks marvelous.
Thank you so much. It's really great to be here. It's really great to be a part of this WGVU family, and it's always a pleasure to be on the morning show with Shelley Irwin. The guests that come in here usually kind of inform most of what my social calendar is going to look like, so that's always a beautiful thing. And I also learn a lot about causes and organizations that I may not be very familiar with. This is a very philanthropic area, very philanthropic city, and it's great to see what organizations are out there doing great work here in our community. Obviously, here at WGVU, we are happy to be a platform to introduce a lot of those organizations to you, our community. So, obviously, we look at this as journalism as well as a community connection, and we want to make sure that we have the support available to keep programs like this viable. Give us a call at 1-866-NPR-WGVU or go online to WGVUnews.org.
Right. And your gift today really does help to support these local programs, including The Morning Show with Shelley Irwin. One of the areas that we've been able to grow in a bit this past year with our member support is to be able to expand our capacity to do in the community reporting, having that remote equipment. And so, Shelley, you've been out and about quite a bit, even more than in past years.
Yay.
This year. You've got a great program, the Community Connections with the West Michigan Leader from the corner office. And being able to get out in the community is really something that's important to us here at WGVU. We know that you care about what's going on in our greater West Michigan community, and so we want to be where those stories are and be able to meet those individuals where they can meet us to have those great conversations and then bring those to you wherever you're listening, whether you're listening on the radio or perhaps streaming at WGVUnews.org or listening with the WGVU app. Your donation helps to make sure that we're able to bring you those great conversations on a multitude of platforms so that we are accessible wherever you are. But again, that only happens with your support. So please make your gift now. You can give online at WGVUnews.org or give us a call at 866-NPR-WGVU. That's 866-677-9488.
The Morning Show with Shelley Irwin is here on listener-funded public radio for West Michigan, WGVU-FM. During this membership drive, we encourage you to make a financial contribution so that guests from our community can continue to be heard. Call 866-677-9488. That's 866-NPR-WGVU. Or give online at WGVUnews.org. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Every dollar counts. Every member counts. Come be on the show. How's that? 866-677-9488. My next guest represents what happens on the show monthly, Getting Green. Guests in studio to talk about how they are greening. Brett Little, glad that you are here. Executive Director of Green Home Institute. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
Appreciate you. Talking also with you, Board Member Emily Petz. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. Grand Rapids Green Affordable Housing Program is our topic. Remind us how you spend your day, Brett Little.
Oh, I do a lot all day as the executive director here at the Green Home Institute and overseeing all of our programs and staff and online trainings and education that we do as well.
And I'm sure, Board Member Emily, you believe in the cause?
Oh, I definitely do.
Describe and define affordable housing, Brett.
Yeah, so affordable housing, supportive housing is another term, income-qualified housing, is a way that helps support those that are at 100% area median income, which is sort of more of a government way of defining people in need with certain housing size and income ratios. So our program basically supports those at the 100% or lower scale, as well as supportive housing initiatives like homeless, veteran, refugee, senior, and you name it. That's kind of an expansive term.
And half a step back, Emily, the Green Home Institute, run under the leadership of Brett and a strong board?
Yes. We are a Grand Rapids-based nonprofit that has over 20 years of empowering people to make healthier and more sustainable choices in the renovation and constructions of the places we live. So we assist in finding the right certification, educational materials, financial resources for new home construction, remodel, addition, rehab, and weatherization projects. So you can visit us at greenhomeinstitute.org to view special programs that we're working on, our affordable housing program, monthly green building and beer events, as well as weekly online trainings that are free and open to the public.
Nice. And of course, today, the Grand Rapids Green Affordable Housing Program details even more of your specific program, Brett, and what it includes.
Yeah, so you know, we're out there in the community, and a lot of times we're working with nonprofits. We have a really robust nonprofit sector in Grand Rapids that's helping with low income and supportive housing. So Habitat for Humanity, Inner City Christian Federation, Link Up, Dwelling Place, and so what we do is we come in and sort of play a supporting role to incrementally make sure that housing, whether it be new construction or whether it be a renovation, whether it be multifamily or single family, we can move the needle on it so it's more affordable for the occupants and their utility bills, and that could be water bills as well, and then also health. We want to make sure it's a healthy space because health can play a huge role in the livability of the space or even on your own health bills, right? If you've got asthma issues or allergies or you name it. So we try to take a look at all those opportunities and figure out a way to move the needle on them.
Have any results to share, possibly an example?
A great example is the Community Homes Initiative through the Inner City Christian Federation. So what they did is they came in and obviously purchased these homes and stabilized the pricing in them. And then we came in and took a look before they did any work in them and then after. and then just tried to look at how we could move the needle on the sustainability of them. And so one of the results of that is that they've got now 12 certified Green Star certified homes, which again is going to mean reduced utility bills up to 20-30%, and then also again improved health. So we just made sure that they had proper ventilation systems in the kitchen, in the hood range, which can contribute to asthma. We made sure that bath fans were properly vented and working right. And they're doing several more homes, and we're excited to be working with them, and we hope the community can also come to support their work as well.
Emily, let's start the conversation about funding. Obtained for another year? Any plans on that? The funding that for this?
Oh. Yeah, we're always looking for additional funding and partners and people that want to join our team and help us with our mission.
Yes, and upcoming training. Who should be there? How does one register for this?
Yeah, so changing gears a little bit, we have our somewhat monthly Building Green and Beer series. And so this one will be at Founders, Brewing in the Centennial Room. And this one is actually focused on green realty. So the idea of helping realtors and brokers understand how to help their clients identify, buy, and sell greener properties in the city of Grand Rapids.
When did you say that was?
So that is on the 23rd at 5:30 at Founders.
Nice. Emily, what else would you like to share on behalf of the board?
Just that we are very excited for this opportunity, and we are very happy to be located in Grand Rapids, and we're excited to expand our programs throughout the state of Michigan.
Yes. Is there a physical building for Green Home Institute? I mean, you have an office?
No, we don't have an office right now. We actually just work from wherever we are. We are thankful to Bazani, who's been a longtime founder and support co-founder and supporter of our organization, to give us some space temporarily within their building there on Wealthy and Diamond.
Yes. What else would you like to share, Brett?
Yeah, I just hope that you'll go to our website, greenhomeinstitute.org, and again, you can check out some of our programs, our Green Affordable Housing Program. If you feel we can assist you there, there is some funding from the utilities, consumers, and DTE that we can help you access. That's especially, we're thankful to the utilities for boosting their funding for supportive and affordable housing needs in the city. And then thanks to the county as well, who's got some special programming and funding. You can check that out, and we can help you get access to that.
I'm sure, Emily, you're always looking for future board members and or volunteers.
Oh, yes. We're always looking for volunteers, people who have a passion for affordable and sustainable housing. We'd love to hear from you. Please reach out to us, and we'd love to get you connected.
So one more time, that website is?
Greenhomeinstitute.org.
Kind of like who you are, right?
Yep.
Smart branding. Thank you all on behalf of our Getting Green segment. Renee Hesselink setting us up, Brett Little, and Emily Petz. Grand Rapids Green Affordable Housing Program, strong in our own backyard. Take care.